أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's already day number 6 of the blessed month of Ramadan. We've almost reached the first week of completion of this blessed month, and that means that time is slipping from our fingers very fast, and so we need to make every opportunity and avail ourselves of every opportunity we have to get closer to Allah, to connect to Him, to read His book, to reflect upon it, and to seek purification through the words of Allah. Today we want to look at a tradition, a hadith from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us a beautiful similitude of the Quran in our hearts. And he gives us an antidote to clear and to purify and to remove any of the impurities which may have built upon our hearts over the last 11 months. And the Prophet says the following in this tradition: "These hearts, just like iron, become rusted. And the way to remove this rust, the way to clean the rust from the hearts, is through the recitation of the Quran." I'm sure all of us have seen rust build up on metal tools, for example, that we might use in our garden, or for example, in our cars, or in many different things that have stayed outside, and the elements, you know, the water gets to it, the air, all of these chemicals get to these, you know, products and items that we might use in our gardens or around the house on a day-to-day basis, and they develop a covering over top of them, whether it be rust or air or something else. And obviously when we have that rust build up, we tend to want to clean it, to polish it. If it's some, you know, tarnish on a utensil, we want to polish it to make it look nice. If it's something that we're using, let's say in the garden, we might want to remove the rust from that to allow that tool to last longer, you know, so it doesn't rot away, whatever the case may be. And so the noble messenger in this tradition shows us that just like these things develop a coating that we want to remove, similar do our hearts develop this coating, this rust, this impurity upon it. And you know, the 11 months of the year, other than the month of Ramadan, many times we don't have really an opportunity to connect to Allah fully with a full focus and devotion to Him. We might not have an opportunity in the month of Ramadan to recite, other than the month of Ramadan rather, to spend time reciting the Quran. We all lead obviously busy lives, and sometimes things just don't work out for us. And so we sometimes shirk in our responsibilities and our commitment to the faith. But definitely each and every single believer, even if we're busy 11 months out of the year, we all make an extra point in the blessed month of Ramadan to recite the Quran, to engage in extra worship in this blessed month. And as the Messenger says, that the way to clean this rust from our heart, the way to polish our heart and remove any spiritual impurities which may have developed within it over the last 11 months, is to engage in the recitation of the noble Quran. And what better time to recite the Quran than the month of Ramadan? Because as the Prophet had told us in his sermon to welcome in the month, he told us that to recite one verse of the Quran in the month of Ramadan is equivalent. The reward is the same as if you recited the entire Quran in any other month. And so with such a reward promised to us, not only this numerical reward, but also a benefit of removing the rust from our hearts. Indeed, this month of Ramadan is one in which we can quickly and most easily clean and purify our heart and purify our soul and get closer to Allah and to His Messenger and to the family of the Prophet. So as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us take an opportunity on a day-to-day basis to sit and read the Quran. And if we don't understand the Arabic, still read the Arabic of the Quran, remove that rust from our hearts, and at the same time read and reflect on the translation and try to get closer and closer in understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.